The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, you lovely listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of The News Show. It is the 15th of August, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. It's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. MacBook Pro people, listen up. FAA's got a warning for you. Yes, the Federal Aviation Administration has banned a certain 15-inch MacBook Pro laptop. Yes, it cannot come aboard flights after Apple has actually issued a recall. Why? Well, it all has to do with the batteries. Apparently, the batteries in the affected laptops can overheat. Then they'll swell, and then they might ignite. Not something you'd want on an airplane. Now you know why the FAA has said in no way. They said they were aware of the recalled batteries that were used in some Apple MacBook Pro laptops, and they reminded airlines to follow safety guidelines issued in 2016 about consumer electronics with recalled batteries. So, if you're thinking about making a trip to the airport today and you got a 15-inch MacBook Pro, you might want to head on over to Apple's recall page and enter that serial number just to see if you can bring it or not. Get ready for new vaping. Now, this has nothing to do with smoking. This all has to do with smartwatches and the folks over there at Misfits. Yes, they have unveiled the new Vapor X smartwatch. And before you ask, you're saying, geez, is the battery life better than it was? Yeah, it is. Well, at least that's what they're saying. Apparently, this one comes with a more power-efficient processor and also a battery-saving life mode, so you can keep that time going a little bit longer. The new Vapor X uses the Qualcomm Snapdragon 3100 chipset, so that there is the main reason why you're getting extended battery life. Of course, the device runs Wear OS, yep, Google's Android version of its wearables, and will be compatible with phones running Android 4.4 and above. Of course, you can also use it on the iPhone as well, as long as it's iOS 10 and above, though the user experiences will be a little bit limited when it comes to that side. As far as the other specs go, 4GB of storage, 512 megabytes of memory, and yep, you've got standalone GPS right on board. It also comes with Spotify pre-installed. Sounds enticing to you, you better act now. Yeah, I know, this sounds like a commercial, but that's what they're telling us. Misfit is selling the Vapor X currently for about $200, but they said that price is only a limited time. It's going to raise up to $280 sometime in the future. We don't know when that is. Could be never. You know, marketing ploys and all that crap. And finally, hey, since we were talking about MacBook Pros and airplanes and taking a flight and all that stuff, well, if you're on British Airways and you just happen to have enough moolah in your pocket for first class, well, you might get to experience some VR entertainment. Yeah, they're testing out a new pilot program. Ha ha ha, pun intended. I don't know, they didn't say. At least some UK airlines have announced they will offer VR headsets from skylights to select first class passenger flights between London's Heathrow and New York's JFK airports. Programming will consist of, they're saying, 2D, 3D, and of course 360-degree format movies. There's also going to be some television shows offered too, though they didn't say which ones. And those of you over at Qantas saying, hey, we were there to do it first, yeah, that's true, you were. It actually has been tested by them and Alaska Airlines and even JetBlue well before British Airways. But those use the Google Cardboard headsets. Yeah, not as great of an experience. Apparently, British Airways wants to give you first class in first class. Got one of those stories that no one else is listening to? We probably will. More than likely. It's usually the case. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our website, too, while you're sitting there tapping in stuff on your browser. britishtechnetwork.com. That's where you find our podcasts, our blog, review section, so much going on over there. You can also check us out on Facebook, too, and give us a like. Even if you don't like us, we'd appreciate it. British Tech Network is where you find us there. Of course, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community in our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for Friday. Yes, edition. It's coming your way tomorrow. I can't wait for it either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.